Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned in to the best radio station inside of my house in Bellamy, Texas. The Love Lift Me Up Show, featuring gospel artists, psalmists, authors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the new Love Lift Me Up Show with Dr. Love.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Lift Jesus Up Show, where Jesus shines with love. Your host, Alfreda Love, and today we have a very special guest, but first, let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. Lord, we thank you for blessing us to make this day. We thank you for last night's lying down, this morning's arising. Lord, we're asking you would you bless each guest on the show. Heavenly Father, bless what they're doing and help them to have good days, Heavenly Father. Lord, we thank you for every gift that you've given. We thank you for the gifts that we can share. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And the scripture for today is Isaiah 40 and 31, and it reads, "But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint." I have read Isaiah 40 and 31. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, doers, and seekers of his mighty word. And now the moment you have been waiting for, I am going to introduce my guest today. Miss Erica Howard is no one-dimensional sensation. She is a speaker, an entrepreneur, and a juvenile justice system advocate. Erica Howard has dedicated her life to the upliftment and empowerment of youth and young adults nationwide. She is a fresh voice for a new generation. She is a 2011 graduate of Texas State University with a BS in exercise and sports science. Ladies and gentlemen, I welcome Miss Erica Howard. Miss Howard, are you on the line?
Hey, how's it going? What's going on?
Good. How are you doing, Ms. Howard?
Well, well, highly favored.
Good, good. I'm glad to hear that. I'm going to ask you a couple of questions in the fitness area because I understand that you're one of the experts. So I'm going to ask you a few questions. All right. So my first question is, what characteristics should someone look for when seeking a personal fitness coach?
Okay, well, first off, it has to be somebody that is passionate about it. You know, someone that enjoys doing what they love to do. You know, everyone says that they want to do something, but could you get paid and not be able to do it? You know, if that is a question that they can, you know, genuinely answer, you know, could you get paid without it and still be able to enjoy it? Then that is definitely a good pick for a personal fitness coach.
Okay, good. What has been the most, or what has the most impact on weight loss, a healthy diet or the exercise component?
Well, in my perspective, both. Depending on the individual's metabolism will truly determine the results. You have to really remember everyone's body reacts differently when it comes to losing weight.
Right.
So it just depends, you know what I mean? Everyone's different. You know, someone might lose weight here but gain it here. Someone might build muscle here but lose it there. You know what I mean? It just basically depends on the body structure of the individual that's trying to lose weight.
Good. I like that. And that's exactly right. It deals with it depends on your body. Okay. Good. What's your fitness philosophy, meaning do you train your clients for better health or to improve their body confidence or to show off their six-pack? What is your philosophy?
Well, I am a person that I will push you until you cry. Not necessarily like that, but I believe in everybody that I get the opportunity to affect. You know, everybody is not able to truly do the things that a person do the things that everyone else is doing. You know, someone might quit because they're closer to their goal. You know, so my philosophy, things that I actually think about is planning. It's like the three P's, and that's planning, principles, and purpose. Planning.
Oh, yeah.
Why are you planning? You're planning yourself to get better. You're planning to get healthy. You're planning, you know, what do you need to do in order to get where you're going to get. Also, principles. What are the principles of your purpose? Why, you know, what's important? You know what I mean? What is really important? Are you doing this for everyone else's to respect you? That's a whole other topic.
Right.
So what is your purpose? Why are you doing this? Are you doing this to gain your confidence? Are you doing this to look good? Are you doing this for competition? Are you, you know, what is your main purpose? So those are just three things that I kind of, you know, think about when a philosophy of, you know, losing weight, planning, principles, and purpose.
Okay. Now, someone listening may be thinking, wow, what is the crying about? But you're not talking about literally crying. You're talking about pushing a person to the extent where they give their 100%. Is that correct?
That is correct. That is really defining your true potential. That is knowing how far you can go, knowing how much, what your true strength. A lot of people, they say, you know, I don't know my true strength. I never knew how much I had until I actually lost weight. I never knew what type of person I was until I lost weight. I never knew that I was able and capable of doing the things that I'm doing now until I lost weight. So that's what I'm saying when I mean cry. You know, I'm saying showing the true potential within each individual.
That's right, and we need that. That's good. Okay. Now, what can clients or friends expect to see when they work out, and when can they expect to see significant changes in their body?
Well, number one, when clients or friends can expect to see significant changes, it really depends on how a person can, you know, really understand, hey, if I'm losing weight in this area, then, you know, then I know what I'm doing. But you can do it as soon as you change your mindset. Everything really matters within your mindset. What particular aspect do you have? You know, people might say you're losing weight, but then you might not really know that you're losing weight, but you have other people coming to you. So they can really expect to see significant changes, you know, once they actually changing their dieting, they're changing what they eat, you know, portionizing instead of eating things that are that are big, you know, your eyes are bigger than your stomach. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, if your eyes are bigger than your stomach, really understanding.
Okay, that's good. All right. Now, I was watching a video about fitness, and the instructor said that running maintains your tone, but inclines or going up hills allow you to begin to see that weight loss. What is your philosophy? What do you believe in that experience about running versus, you know, the inclines and going up hills to lose weight?
Well, if you're inclining, you're building muscle. You're putting strain on your muscles. You're doing something that is allowing your muscles to stretch. That is why muscles form. You know, if you're doing something as far as running, then that's cardio. That's your cardiovascular. That is your heart rate. That is increasing your heart rate, which is also allowing your metabolism to run the way and effectively that it needs to be running. You know, everything is based up on a metabolism. If you have a low metabolism, then there's something, maybe you should eat peanuts, maybe you should eat a grapefruit, maybe you should do something that can help boost your metabolism. Does that make sense?
That does make sense. Okay. So basically your stance is that with the inclines, you're using more of your muscles in order to extend your energy, whereas in running, you're using your cardio and you're working on your heart muscles and all that good stuff.
Right, because your body is built up on water.
You know,
your water weight that is basically within the same foundation of your metabolism. Your water weight, you lose water weight. That's why people go and they get in sauna. They lose water weight. That's something that can also boost your metabolism. That can get your heart rate, get you pumped, get you going, and, you know, just boost that energy that you need.
That's good. Okay. Now, how would you make fitness prescriptive for a client? How do you make it prescriptive? What type of evaluation do you do?
Well, number one, it depends mentally. How are they mentally ready for what it is that they are about to get? Are they truly dedicated? Are they truly wanting to change their lifestyle? Are they truly wanting to change their perspective of the way that they feel about themselves? Why are they doing this? How do they feel? How do they really feel inside about what it is that they do? They want it bad enough.
Right. Okay. And speaking about wanting something bad enough, that takes me to my next question. You know, I'm also a fitness trainer, but as we're training these clients or friends, then how do you keep the motivation of your clients once you say, okay, I believe you have it now, I'm going to let you go on your own? You know, I know we do follow-ups, but what is your experience with keeping that motivation?
Number one, encouragement. You have to encourage them. You know, you have to, when they first start off, there's steps and there are steps that they have that they are, you know, level one, okay, your accountability. You have to have accountability during the entire thing. But then their mentality might not be where it needs to be, but they are growing. They are consistently getting to a higher level. Once they get midway, how are they maintaining what it is that they're doing?
Mm-hmm. So when you, for instance, when you step away and I'm just being kind of using a visual. When you're not looking at them, how do we continue to keep them motivated?
Okay. Well, you let them know you can do it. I mean, one thing that I do is I stay consistent and I stay persistent and really encouraging, provide tools for them. So when after they leave me, they are able to follow up with those key tools that I provided. In order for them to consistently stay within their goals, consistently stay where they need to be. So I provide tools in the beginning to where to where they see, hey, I feel confident in this thing that I'm doing. I know I can do it. I don't, you know, so many people come to me after, you know, they've been on the challenge, and I'll talk to you about that a little bit, you know, later. I know. I appreciate this. I just happened to look in my phone and I saw a text message that you sent 2 days ago. Or I looked through my email and I saw that you provided something for me, and I thank you. So, those tools were really foundational in providing them after they leave. And tools are really important to be provided.
That's right. Okay. Now, what areas in fitness would you say are your strengths and why?
My strengths are motivation. Passionate. I am so passionate in helping people. I love defining true potential within each individual client, acquaintance that I interact with. I really, truly help them to where they are, where they need to be. Mine would say motivation. Mine would say mental motivation. A person can lose so much weight and get where they want to be on the outside, but what really matters is what's inside.
Okay, that's good. Now, speaking of motivation, you are a motivational speaker and life coach, and I can tell by the answers that you're giving as well. How do you incorporate those skills into your expertise of fitness?
Well, number one, like I said, I provide tools that help accountability within each person that I come in contact with, within each audience I get the opportunity to speak in front of, I incorporate pretty much everything is around the same area. Let's say I'm speaking on a topic of leadership. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, in order to be a leader, you have to be able to lead. A lot of people, they really, they say that they can lead, but are you doing exactly what you're saying that you're doing? So just basically I operate the same tools that I provide within the same thing, but just a different topic. It depends on my audience. It depends on the people that I actually are speaking in front of.
Okay. Now, two words really stick out to me when you're talking. You say resources and tools. Can you give me some examples of resources and tools that you give to your acquaintance or clients?
Resources and tools. Now, I have experience in it. I know what it takes to really be able to reach your goals. I don't give any advice I have not been through myself. You know, the best advice is experience. So
right.
What are some things, the same things that I use in order to be successful, I will provide the same things to somebody else, but make revisions around based upon their own perspective within their personality.
That's good. That's good. Okay. Excellent. What will a typical fitness plan look like for a person who's just starting out? And what exercises will help these individuals lose the most weight?
A typical fitness plan would basically start up as in what's your weight, what are your goals, your measurements, where do you want to be, what are some positives and what are some negatives? Basically helping them understand some things within themselves so once they do reach that level of completion and, you know, really reaching those goals, they're able to really genuinely know where they need to be and know what they have done and what they need to do in order to be successful. What are some areas that they would actually like to, you know, really improve? Is it their belly? Is it their hips? Is it the love handles? Is it the thighs, you know? What are some key points that you really want to lose? And you give basic weight training to provide them with the things that they really need to do. You know, cardio, like I said earlier in the question, cardio, metabolism, really understanding their body. So that's really something that I would actually provide to those individuals that want to lose the most weight, is basically a whole body composition.
Okay. Now, I know that you deal with a lot of students, and before I ask you this last question, I wanted to ask this while I was thinking about it. What do you, what would you say, or what do you think about, and this is your own professional thought, about students with diabetes, like due to weight, what would you recommend to parents who maybe, you know, or trying to figure out ways to help their child be more active, you know, eat healthier? What would you recommend?
Well, one thing that, you know, being a parent is really, you know, there are a lot of things that is considered while you are parenting a child that excessively overeats. Some children actually hide food under the beds. And, you know, I remember when I was younger, My mom, why, you know, she would literally say, why do you have this food up under the bed when you can just go in the dinner time is over at 7 o'clock, you know, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, I don't want to get in trouble. But,
right.
You know, kids are going to be kids. Kids are going to eat. They have their own perspective of why they hide food, and I know I did. You know, I one thing it is you have to really move that child or that young adult into, you know, really changing something. You have to change some things within your household. You have to, if you're going to eat, if you usually eat pizza on Tuesdays, you got to maybe eat some pasta. You know, you got to maybe eat this and that, you know, low sodium. You know, based upon a daily calorie expenditure, it's like 2,000 calories a day. Most Americans, not only Americans, but everyone consumes more than 2,000 calories daily. So,
you're right.
You know, it's just a calorie count that really depends upon, you know, how much a person is going to eat that day. So, you know, it's in an adult, you know, it might even help that child and adult at the same time. So it's just really getting into that different transition of eating right. You know, hey, this is not healthy for you. John, Jacob, Susan, Sarah, Lacey, Karen, you know, this isn't really good for you. Maybe you should really kind of move some things around it. And this is why, you know, you provide the tools and you also give things reasoning behind it, why you're doing that. So that would be something, you know, really just to change some things, you know, not have so many junk foods in the cabinets, not have so many, snacks, healthy snacks are good, you know, with low sugar, you know, because sugar is, you know, you gain, there's a lot of fatty acids and sugar weight and, you know, just a lot of things within sugar that builds up overnight and, you know, not eating after a certain time. If you're going to say, hey, we're going to have dinner at, we're going to sit at the table and have dinner at 7 o'clock, then that's exactly what we're going to do, not 9 o'clock, you know. So really staying stable.
Good. Okay. Now, if someone was interested in fitness or, you know, having you come and speak about leadership, because I'm going to interview you again in the future, or need some advice, how can they contact you?
Well, I have actually my personal website is www.mserekahaward.com or www.erekahaward.com.
Oh, great. Okay. All right. And I appreciate that. Is there anything else you would like to say to the listeners before we go to announcements?
Well, just stay consistent. You know, 9 times out of 10, the main reason why people don't stay within and succeed in the things that they want to do is because they do not stay consistent and persistent. You know, there's all kinds of levels that a person has to be able to reach in order to move forward in the things that they want to do. So just staying consistent, staying persistent in the things. And number one, believing in yourself. Believing
That's
yourself
right.
That you can, believe in yourself that you can do it and that you're going to do it.
That's right. Okay. All right, Ms. Howard, I really appreciate your time. I know that your schedule is busy. And I'm going to go to the announcements, but I want to thank you so much, and I look forward to speaking to you in the future about leadership.
Absolutely. I look forward to it. Let me know if you need anything.
I sure will. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Ms. Erica Howard, and she gave us some wonderful insight on fitness and health, and I will have her back in the future to speak on leadership because she speaks all around the world concerning leadership. Now, I have a few announcements. Be sure to continue to uplift your friends and family by telling them about the Love Lift Jesus Up show. And that site is blogtalkradio.com/freedalove. That's blogtalkradio, all one word, .com/FREDALOVE. The fashion line is here. Fashionsbylove.com is here. That's FashionsByLove.com is here. Be sure to check it out. Be sure to log on to the blogtalkradio.com/freetolove site and check out all the other shows which are uplifting. If you type in blogtalkradio.com/freetolove and you scroll down, you will see a lot of shows. I have a lot of gospel artists on there. I have authors. I have playwrights. I have writers. So be sure to check out some of those other shows. I have Fit to Win shows. I have other shows consisting of the Word of God, which are powerful words from God. So be sure to look at those previous shows so that you can be uplifted as well. Be sure to Facebook at Free to Love or Free to Love. You can Facebook me at ALFREDALOVE or FREDALOVE. I would love to connect with you as well. Tuesday is our day off on the radio. Be sure to pray and thank God and ask God for what you need on that day. Not only that day, but other days. But Tuesday, we will not be on air. We don't have any guests on Tuesday. So be sure to take out that time to spend some time with God and to pray for individuals and to just enjoy that day.
Wednesday, you're with yours truly. We will be praying to God, offering up our prayers and our heart to God. It's a very special time of prayer. We'll be thanking God for some things that will come. We'll be thanking God for some things that we already have and some things in the past. Friday, we'll have Mr. Thomas, who's an NBA player. He will be with us on the phone. He was also a former Baylor Bear. Shout out to Baylor University. Okay. Saturday, we will have the electrifying Eddie Ruth Bradford. She's a psalmist. She will be on the show with us. I really encourage you to go and check out her website as well. Her music is powerful. We all know her as the psalmist who made the hit record, Too Close to the Mirror. So please be sure to check out my friend, Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford. Sunday, you are with me again with the Word of God, and I will have other postings. Calling all gospel artists, poets, writers, publishers, actors, actresses, community leaders, and positive people, I am looking for you to be on the show. Currently booking and confirming for the duration of this year and confirming for next year. We're going to add a lot of things, God's will, in 2014. I am going to have a section entitled Remembering to Laugh, because we need to remember to laugh, because laughing is a part of life. It helps reduce our stress, and it's always good to just be down to earth and let people know that you're human too. You know, sometimes we can get so serious-minded that we forget to live. So let's go ahead and prepare for that. I would like to welcome all of the newcomers and the We Have Been With You From the Start members. Please continue to tell your friends about the Love Lift Jesus Up show, blogtalkradio.com/free to love. Please be sure to continue to tell your friends to connect with me. If you have a lookalike celebrity person in your family, community, or wherever, please email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. That is part of our smile day that we're going to have, which is next year, God's will, in 2014. I would love to feature them on the show by giving them a shout-out. I will also, if you're able to speak or, sound like a celebrity, I would love to know that as well. And I have intentions in the future of bringing a comedy show, a clean comedy show, where we uplift those individuals whom we love dearly. Be sure to log on to the LaVegaISD.org website. If you graduated from La Vega ISD, I'm looking for the class of 97. Where are you? Okay. You just log in and, let us know that you're still here on earth. That would be great. Be sure to continue to uplift your family, friends, and yourself in prayer. The prayer of the righteous availeth much. There has been a lot of things that happened last week. There are things happening this week. We need to continue to pray to God and ask God to guide us and lead us in the right direction. We would like to congratulate the Stellar Award nominees. The list is on my page. Those who are authorized to, please vote for the gospel artist of your choosing. That we all have, everyone on that list deserves an award, a Stellar Award. But unfortunately, only one person can receive one in each category. So those of you who are authorized to, please vote for the gospel artist of your choosing. We would like to thank God for another blessed day. And if you're looking for speakers on God's great word, here we are. Come to the Facebook page, ALFREDALOVE. Have a couple of people who are great speakers and who can speak on God's great word. If someone asks you what that big smile is all about, you be sure to tell them that love lifted you up because God is love. Till next time, take care of yourselves and each other. And once again, be sure to tell everyone about blogtalkradio.com/free to love and let them know that it is ordained by God and the word of God is going forth. Till next time, take care of yourselves and each other. Have a blessed day, and I will see you on Wednesday. Thank you so much for your time. Thank you for listening. I appreciate you, and you have a blessed week. Goodbye, everybody.